So here's John Drummond. He is the owner of Williams Orchard in LaPorte, Indiana. You may have seen the story about the Drummonds in the news this week. I'm glad we were able to find you, John. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for reaching out.
You're the owner of an orchard that had 50,000 apples swiped. Am I right about that?
Yeah, isn't that wild? Unfortunately, my answer to that question is, yeah, I'm that guy.
Who takes 50,000 apples? What is somebody going to do with 50,000 apples?
You know, that's something that I spoke to the sheriff about. We were just like, we were both floored. I was floored the second I saw it. And I called the sheriff's off, and I tell him, hey, guys, this is John Williams Orchard. Here's what happened. They're like, what? I'm like, yep. And they're like, well, we'll send someone down. So we walked through, and we were like, what? What is someone going to do with that many apples? And, you know, the reality is it's a short list of people that know how to monetize 50,000 apples. And so it's...
Do you have any idea who it
is? The guys can do some hard work and find out who that is. But, you know, fortunately, it's not everybody that's under the sun that knows how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, presumably there's a secondary market for it, but you think grocery stores, you know, there's not a lot of roadside apple stands. And even if there was, what are you going to make, 10 cents on the apple? I mean, it's a bad business model if you're a thief, unless you've got somebody placing a massive order. And the only people that order thousands and thousands of apples are grocery stores. And I don't think Whole Foods operates that way. So I can't put my finger on it, John.
Yeah, there's really two avenues that this person likely exercised, and they could have actually exercised both of them.
Do you know what? Can you shed a little light on that?
One is utilizing the wholesale channels. So every apple orchard that commercially grows fruit for, you know, to sell to the Walmarts and Myers of the world and grocery stores, they actually go through a packing house. So that packing house will buy and take actually ownership of all your apples, and they'll pack those apples, they'll sort those apples, wash them, prepare them to ultimately be sold to these larger chains. And so it's someone who has an established relationship already with a packing house. That packing house has no idea and ability to be able to identify, are these their Golden Delicious apples or are these someone else's Golden Delicious apples? So that's one avenue. And a second avenue is perhaps more probable. It's someone that has a cider operation and have cider, hard cider, sweet cider that's been very popular over the last few years. A lot of, you know, smaller entities, smaller businesses, or even, you know, mom and pop type pop-up shops have started, and they have a need for apples. They have a way to get rid of apples in a very quick amount of time. And so they could easily have gone to a cider operation.
Hmm. Tell me a little bit about your operation. How long have you had this orchard?
Yeah, so my wife and I, we've had the orchard. We started farming it in February. We found it in January. And we had to take action on it quickly because the farm had gone one season to where it hadn't been actively farmed. And if you let an apple orchard go for too long, you know, the apple trees themselves start to deteriorate. They'll get diseases. They'll be just the apple fruit will start to lose its quality. So we knew we had to step in right away. So even before we were able to close on the property, we came in and started farming that property in February.
You have a background. Do you have a background in farming? Are you and your wife farmers?
No. My wife and I were from Holland, Michigan originally, and we've wanted a farm forever. And I was on this pursuit. I mean, I looked at more farms in Northwest Indiana than I even care to admit, and we couldn't find the right one. And we wanted something that had charm. We had lots of character, just had the right kind of feel to it when you came on the property. My wife one day, in January, sent me a text, hey, why don't you check out this place? And it was a Zillow listing. And so I was like, all right, you know, it's a little bit further than I wanted to. But I went and checked it out, and immediately the property just kind of speaks to you. It's stunning, rolling hills, these beautiful orchards, And then it was just so happened I stumbled on a property right as the caretaker was coming off, and he told me a story about the Williams family, how they settled the property in the 1860s, how the patriarch, most recent patriarch, Ken Williams, he was farming up until his death at age 98. And there's, you know, and it wasn't just, you know, a dramatized story. There's movies of him in the mid-90s, late-90s, up in the trees, really farming this. And so you hear all this and what they did for the community, and we're like, this is it. I mean, I don't, we got to learn how to farm apples because this is what we want to do.
A lot of love in those trees, so you're going to save the farm, and you're finally going to realize your vision of being an apple farmer or farmer, and then your first season in this happens.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a, you know, a kick to the gut for sure. But
are there still,
you know, the
apples?
Community
on the...
has been.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the community has been exceptional, right? So they've been very supportive throughout the whole process. The good thing, it's a 135-acre farm. They probably only came in and took about an acre and a half, 2 acres of trees. Uh-huh. Now, we don't have 135 acres of apple trees. It's about 35 acres. And so they took, you know, from a fruit perspective, they did take some high-yield trees. So we're looking at around 5 to 10% of our crop was lost in this theft. But, you know, we still have 90, 95% of the orchard left. And so a lot of apples to sell. We've been open. It hasn't impacted anything from that standpoint. You know, the one thing that's a little challenge is that, listen, let's be honest. Farming is in a high margin business. And so when you lose 10% of your crop, you know, well, that's a 10% of your margin, right? And there isn't a lot of margin there. And so that's an annoyance, and with the startup and everything, but hey, we'll make it work.
I read you estimate $30,000 in revenue. Does insurance cover that?
Well, it would cover that had I bought the right insurance. And it's not that I didn't buy the wrong insurance. It was, when you want to buy crop insurance, why do you buy crop insurance? Your largest exposure is freeze and then frost. Well, when we took ownership, we had already moved through those high exposures. And so there wasn't the need to buy crop insurance, because I would have spent thousands of dollars on the actual insurance, and the exposure really wasn't there. Now, in hindsight, but if I would have known that, you know, we were exposed to commercial theft of this size, yeah, it would have been smart to still buy the policy. But hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah. John Drummond's on a phone line, the owner of the Williams Orchard in LaPorte. You may have seen the story. Some thieves came and stole $30,000 worth, maybe 50,000 apples from his newly acquired orchard. Wonder how long it takes to do that. How many people and how long? I mean, you'd think somebody would have seen that.
Yeah, you would have. Well, you know, a couple points on that is that if they would have picked in conventional manners, it would take them a while to pick that many apples. First of all, I'm driving by on my, you know, little four wheeler, and I do a tour of the property every Saturday, because I want to find out, all right, how are the trees doing? Where is the fruit coming and ripening and maturing? Where do I need to send people out to pick the best fruit?
Right.
And through that tour on Saturday morning, I identified, whoa, this is our problem. We guess there's a lot of missing apples.
Yeah. I wonder how long it took them. You have any idea?
Well, so when I went and then I got off and I went and go look at the trees a little bit more in depth. There was nothing on the ground. And so when you're picking an apple, you know, every four, five, six apples you pick, you probably knock one on the ground, and that's just part of the game. But there was not a single apple on the ground. And there's really pretty much effectively no apples on the trees. And so what they likely did was they put tarps down, they came up, and they shook those trees. And you could pick a lot of apples in a short amount of time if you use that type of method. And that's another reason why I'm kind of like, they might have used this for cider or something,
because if
you drop it, they're going to bruise. But if you're using it for cider, it doesn't matter if that fruit has a fresh bruise on it, because you're just going to grind it up anyways. And so that's what's kind of leading me to believe that it was someone that has a little cider operation.
Well, except for the thieves, do you have a pick your own operation over there? Because I was thinking maybe we all ought to just tell everybody how to get to Williams Orchard in LaPorte and at least help you recoup some of your loss if a lot of our listeners came out there to pick apples.
We do, and I appreciate that. We're actually open Thursday to Sunday. And like I mentioned, we have about 90-95% of our crop left, over 8 different varieties of apples. And we're going to be open every weekend for the entire month of October.
What's the address? Where are you in LaPorte? How do I find it?
We are specifically just outside of New Buffalo, Michigan. So you go to the Buffalo exit, you actually get out, and it brings you back down to Indiana. And so the address is 9456 North 500 East, Rolling Prairie, Indiana. So a very nice, challenging country address for people to type into Google. But you can also just type in Williams Orchard on Google and find the address, or you can go to our website at williamsorchard.com.
That's what we'll do, williamsorchard.com. Get the address, go buy some apples. They sound delicious. I'm kind of hankering for an apple pie right now, so... John, good luck to you. I hope they find the bad guys. I'm glad that the loss wasn't devastating, but you just hate to see, there you are, your own field of dreams. I see baseball players walking out of the orchard at night, you and your wife throwing on the lights, and then the apples are gone, but it's not as bad as I feared. Good luck to you, and we'll get some folks to come out there and recoup some of those losses for you, okay?
Hey, really appreciate it. Everybody have a great, great ball.
Just outside of New Buffalo, which is a lovely place, williamsorchard.com in Indiana.